Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I got a couple of announcements before we jump into this week's topic. The first is if you're going to be at Photoshop World next week in Orlando, I'll be down there teaching two classes, one on sharpening in Lightroom. The other class is on the digital fine art print. I'm also doing portfolio reviews. So if you happen to be going to Photoshop World and you're a listener of the podcast, I would love to meet you. Maybe go have a cup of coffee or something like that, or meet up after a session, so don't hesitate to come find me. Also, the week of May 15th to May 20th this year is Creative Live's Photoshop Week, and I'm teaching two classes there. I'm teaching a class on building your own workflow, your own digital workflow, and also a printing class there as well. So you can join me that week at Creative Live. If you don't know what Creative Live is, it's a company that allows you to watch the content for free while it's being live streamed. And after that, you have to purchase the course if you're interested. It was conceived and created by the wonderful photographer Chase Jarvis. And I'll be participating with that along with a host of other amazing instructors. It should be a really great week. So if you're all into Lightroom, Photoshop, anything photography, anything like that related to Photoshop and Lightroom and the Adobe suite, be a great week to jump in and get some really amazing training. Also, as I've mentioned in the past couple of podcasts, I've got my suite of workshops available. I've got the Perceptive Photographer Workshop. I've got a number of printing workshops. I've got a couple of online workshops. Even if you're somewhere outside the U.S. or you don't have the time to travel for a workshop up here to the local studio, I've got a couple of online workshops. But one of the things I wanted to do was give a 10% discount code to my listeners of the podcast as a way of saying thanks for listening. And so if you register for one of my workshops up at the website www.danieljgregory.com and use the discount code podcast 10, that will get you 10% off any number of the workshops available. So hopefully that'll, for those of you who are thinking about a workshop, that will hopefully help you out there and save you a few dollars. I really appreciate that. And that's it for the announcements. And the things I wanted to talk about this week was this notion of daily rituals. So there's a book by Mason Curry who looked at the daily rituals of famous historical creative people and artists and looked at kind of how did they break up their day? How do they spend their day doing a variety of different things? And it's one of my sort of interest in my own creative life is trying to understand when is it that I'm most creative? When is it that I'm most effective in my own creativity? And so I thought by taking a look at what some of these other people had done, how they had actually spent their lives and how much time they had actually focused on their own artistic aspects might give me some insights and understanding my own. And so Daily Rituals was written as through the looking at journals, some notes, speeches and things like that of people actually expressing what they did during the day. And he kind of broke it down into a couple of big buckets. There was sleep, creative work, your day job, admin, because a lot of us have day jobs and have to pay bills, food and leisure, exercise, and then a bucket for other, which was just anything else that didn't fit into one of those main buckets. And so what I was really trying to understand was in my own creative cycle, I've been wondering, like, am I most creative in the morning? Am I most creative in the midday? Am I an evening or night owl? When is my creativity at its strongest? And when is my kind of attention to detail? So for some of the more administrative tasks, you know, if you're paying the bills, if you're balancing the books for the business, at what point during the day do I really feel like I have that strength of skill? And then how much time do I actually spend doing food and leisure? And how much is exercise an important part of my routine? And one of the things I found in my own process is I kind of felt like that was sort of haphazard. I was moving different times of the day. I was going to bed at different times, getting up at different times. I was working in the morning sometimes, working in the afternoon other days. And so I was just trying to get a sense of how important that was, how important that is to the creative process. So that's what kind of led me to looking at the daily rituals. And I found it pretty interesting because I was amazed at how much there was a consistency in terms of the dedication of a certain amount of time to the creative work, to the admin job. And obviously some people who had more significant day jobs, taught at a university or had some other job, had a much more bigger block of their day job time. But for the most part, creativity and then food and leisure were the two things that kind of fell into the most largest buckets outside sleep. And for some people, it was even larger than that. Voltaire only slept about 4 hours a day. So a lot of his creativity work and brainstorming work was filled a bigger chunk of the day because he had four more hours than a lot of other people. But in that process of looking at that, what I realized was it was important for me to actually take a look at the natural cycles that I go through about when I feel a certain way, respond a certain way. Because a lot of my photography, like the landscape photography I do, I'm predicated on early morning or late day because of the quality of light. So there was a part of me who just thought, oh, well, my creativity is best in the morning or my creativity is best in the evening because the subject matter I happen to be shooting at the time was confined to that. But as I've started to pay really close attention to a number of different aspects of my own creative cycles and my own creative process, I've started to be able to figure out when do things work for me from a creativity standpoint and when do things struggle a little bit during the day. And a couple of things I've paid attention to help figure that out, I looked at when do I naturally feel like I have more energy? Like when I wake up in the morning, am I kind of feet on the floor, ready to hit the day, or do I kind of need to ease into my day, need to ease into the morning and kind of let the creative juices start to build? Or was it one of those things that after a bunch of work, creativity became a refresher? And what I found is I have kind of two creative blocks in my day. Actually, first thing in the morning is a huge creative time for me. Waking up, grabbing a cup of coffee and ready to hit the day, I have a pretty good block of somewhere between 3 and 4 hours where I really feel a lot of energy. I feel really creative. I feel like I can get a lot accomplished around my creative aspects of my life. And then I also have this point in the kind of late afternoon, early evening when I just have a lot of energy around wanting to be creative. That middle part of the day, not so much. And then towards the evening is much more of a relaxation. I enjoy reading, maybe watching a movie, spending time with family and friends. So there's something different that happens there. And then for my sleep schedule, I've realized that for me, you know, going to bed and getting up a little bit earlier, so getting up in the 6 to 7 range, really pushes my creativity a little bit more than does staying awake till midnight, 1, 2 a.m., and then sleeping later in the day. So that morning block is pretty significant for me. So I paid just kind of that attention to that. I also looked at, you know, how fast or slow do ideas come to me during that process? As I'm actually working, do I feel like I'm engaged in the creative process and getting a much more rapid response to what I'm thinking? So it's not that the quality of work is fast, but just the energy that goes into it. Do I feel like there's a pace there that's significant enough where I'm not struggling? I don't feel like I'm being weighted down by something. So that was one of the things I was looking at in where is that creative block important. I also looked for a sense of what I like to call risk-taking in my own creativity. And I don't mean like jumping out of an airplane kind of risk-taking. But where was I willing to push my own creative boundaries to a place where I felt a little uncomfortable with the ideas or the concepts, or I was trying something I wouldn't normally try before? Because one of the things I found in my own creative process is when I'm tired or I'm not in a really good creative cycle, I tend to fall back on skills I already know and things I already know how to do well. And that works great for certain types of editing, certain types of photography, certain types of artistic endeavors. But for a chunk of that, where I really want to try to push myself to make my creativity something more, to elevate it into something else, I need to be willing to take some risk to push myself outside my comfort zone. And I'm more willing to do that in that early morning block and that late afternoon block than I kind of am in the middle of the day. I think one of the other elements to that too was just how long could I go without feeling tired? So that morning block, I feel like coming out of sleep, I've got a number of hours of really high level energy that allows me to get a lot of things done. Same thing in that afternoon one, where I get tired more during the middle of the day, I get a little bit more tired during the evening. So that level of awareness of just what my energy dip is important. The other thing that's important to that is one of the things I also realized is that my exercise could occur towards the late morning, middle part of the day, and that would allow that kind of rejuvenation for the afternoon. So there's an opportunity, I think, as you start to think about how to block your day of, if you have the flexibility or the willingness to shift your schedule around, because you may have to sacrifice some things to be able to put things in other places. But for me, I realized that energy does rejuvenate me and get me set up for another creative block. So by being willing to exercise kind of in that middle part of the day when I don't feel like doing it actually gives me the creative energy later in the day. And I'm not necessarily concerned about exercise from all the things you read about. Oh, if you exercise at this time of the day, you get more weight loss productivity, or you do this, you get more benefit from that from a weight training standpoint. I'm really looking at that exercise as a chance for me to use the endorphins and work that comes off of that to just physically recharge myself for the creative process. So a lot of this work has been set up to identify that creative aspect and when those times are there. I realized when I had a more structured job that required me to be there at a certain times a day that this same cycle held then as well, where I just was more creative in my job earlier in the day than I was in the middle part of the day. So I would schedule a lot of my meetings for the middle part of the day. Having the meetings there didn't require me to actually work on my actual work in a super creative way. I was able to use the energy off other people in the room to help them develop that in that regard. As I think about all of this, and I'm trying to pull all this together, what I'm realizing is that there's a huge benefit for me in terms of setting up my workflow so that critical creative work is done in those two blocks. And rather than try to make an 8-hour contiguous block of time or try to work something out in the middle of the day or try to work late at night, I should try to respect where and how I feel my creative energy, my creative blocks are naturally wanting to be positioned in my day and work around that. So as you start to think about this, I hope you can start to look down and really kind of objectively come up with, when are you creative? When do you feel like you're actually getting the energy off your creativity? And how does that look on a day-to-day basis? And I think the important part is not what do you think you want. A lot of people think, oh, I would love to have just 10 hours of uninterrupted time to be creative. And that might work once, twice, three times. But at some point, there's this creative ebb and flow because your energy cycles will change. But to sit down and really look at, is your creativity at its peak in the morning, midday, or in the afternoon? Or do you have two peaks? Like for me, I have twice a day, I kind of have that peak. And if you have that, kind of how long can you sustain that? And then slot the other things in around that. And recognizing that you're not giving up one aspect of your creative life for your family life or your work life. There's a chance to balance all of these things together, but just doing them when it makes the most sense for that process. So if you've got a family and your creative energy is in the early evening, maybe that's a time as a family to work on creative projects and creativity projects and things like that, and really push family time into that creative cycle. So there's a lot of ways to work the different elements of that. I think one of the things that's really critical as you're working through this too is to recognize that it's not the time, the amount of time you have for the creative act or for food and leisure or for exercise. It's the fact that you're doing the activity every day as well. So one of the other things that this exercise has done for me is made me realize the importance of a creative act every day in one of those cycles. It's made me realize the importance of exercise on a regular basis, the importance of spending time with family and relaxation, all these different pieces, the importance of doing my accounting for the business on a regular basis, that these routines, you know, as Curry calls them, the daily rituals, those elements being pulled together like that are important for a number of reasons. But one of the things they do is they just help us stay consistent to our creative living and to our creative life. So I hope I've given you a few things to think about. Hope you have a great week behind the camera. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes, Google Play, and all the places you can find podcasts. Don't forget, if you're at Photoshop World, stop by and say hi. Check me out on Creative Live or attend one of the workshops. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.